music. At the birthplace of country music, discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Many of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org, and in 3 minutes, you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Kuti Brown's is a locally owned restaurant offering an eclectic menu and fun atmosphere. Guests enjoy gourmet fire-roasted pizzas, authentic tamales, steaks, salads, and sandwiches. Their Jamaican, New Orleans, Mexican, Italian, and American entrees have been delighting East Tennessee residents since 1999. Visit one of their three locations in Bristol and Johnson City. Thanks to Kuti Brown's for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Located in the Highlands of Virginia, Emory and Henry College has devoted itself since 1836 to the belief that education can have a transformative effect on an individual, a place, and ultimately the wider world. The college is consistently ranked among the nation's best private liberal arts institutions, and their faculty have earned more state and national awards than any other college in Virginia. Learn more at www.ehc.edu, and thanks to Emory and Henry for being a Stateliner sponsor.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Look for your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
For more than 85 years, Paramount Bristol has been a local landmark and cultural anchor of the Twin Cities. This year, multiple live music events are scheduled, including the Gatlin Brothers, Amy Grant, and Trace Adkins. Visit ParamountBristol.org for more information and tickets. Thanks to Paramount Bristol for being a Stateliner sponsor.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
She Can STEM, a message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Need to pick up a few things after the game? Visit one of 5 Food City Bristol locations or shop online and get same-day delivery through Instacart. From frozen food, produce, or snacks, Food City is your one-stop shop for all your food needs. Thanks to Food City for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when there are parched or windy conditions out there, you gotta be extra careful with things like burning yard waste. After all, wildfires can start anywhere, even in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit TalkAboutVaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I was gonna say above 1,000.
Were you? Maybe.
I like to do it in groups of 100. A15. Yeah. They just announced A15. Yeah. They still gotta get this water, standing water off the field.
In the left foul line.
Is it not drawn?
Do you see?
Oh,
it?
The third baseline. Okay. Left field's fine.
Yeah, left field.
Cold. gonna find me. I was just gonna drop him some money.
It flutters into the concession stand.
Yeah, hey, I'm gonna need that back.
They're giving away little wooden bags.
Are they?
They're in a frenzy here, folks.
He can't come out.
It's true. I'm not allowed. The advice I was given was just shut up. Don't say a word.
I remember that night. You were like, I thought you were just going to fall on your own sword.
I was like,
what? And you, like, you just felt horrible after, like,
yeah,
like,
I did.
After you got your slap on the wrist, you were like, I can't do this.
I don't like disappointing people.
It's over.
I cannot stand disappointing people.
It's over.
Local legend, Ollie Foy. That's just a cool kid, man. Mm-hmm. Just wait until he goes first round of the draft.
You calling it?
No,
okay.
No.
You thinking he gets drafted?
I think he's got a shot.
He's got the swagger.
I mean, probably not. The odds are probably not.
Okay.
I mean, any player from this area getting drafted is a
accomplishment.
Yeah. Alright. This is what I was going to look up. Was, I feel like because the stadium issue, look at that. Front page, baby! I feel like we have to do...
Is it RG? No, Pee Wee Herman died. How sad is that?
Today?
Yeah. Paul Rubens.
It's not Pee Wee Herman. It's Paul Rubens. How about this? I feel like part of the story of this is...
The new home.
Yeah. The groundbreaking.
I can't smell from that.
Summer. This is just about Leland. You don't know how much time I spend right here during football season?
Oh, sure.
Looking up box scores of games, previews of teams.
Yeah, that was a risky move by Hankins going to that school, though.
Oh, I know.
What if he goes and hits 140 and Tennessee says no thanks?
Yeah, I think they'll like it. So what do you think? Fourth inning?
Fourth. We'll go
good
fourth.
For the fourth?
About midnight, yeah.
Yeah, around midnight.
See you tomorrow.
Maybe this one?
Short.
Since they didn't
play yesterday. I told you. Baseball fans, I have another update for you. We still are going to start the game at 8:15. Except the start time at 8:15. But this will only be a 7-inning game. Not a 9-inning game. A 7-inning game.
I feel like you guys
can hear that. Start off at 8:15. And it will be playing a 7-inning game. Thank you for your patience.
Howie just... Who?
He's down on the field. He got that
out
before we did. I'm sure.
Where's he at? Oh, I see him. He just told me that they swapped in the batting order. I need to tell these guys. Hold on.
Are you sir?
Thank you.
impressive. Dennis Cook's doing everything he can not to play this.
Is he?
Hey, have you written an article about the, like, the stadium, the new stadium, and, like, what all the features are and everything like that? Okay.
I'm still kind of waiting to see what they can get building. For the opening.
Well, part of it for me is, you mean you don't want to sell this big stadium and then rain all winter?
He just sends his songs over. He's going to let Brad throw out the pitch.
Wait. What's happening here?
Looks like they're having a conversation.
I don't know. I saw a man.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have a clubhouse. I mean, there's a lot. Like, I don't know how much is going
to
be done.
There's a lot to get done. Are they calling it?
Wow, it looks like it is. He's been doing everything he can not to play.
Baseball fans, if you please turn your attention to the field, as we have a very special guest who will be throwing out the first pitch tonight. And as he walks into the pitcher's mound and warming up, our very own scoreboard operator, who keeps you up to date on the scores, outs, and runs, and errors, Brad Carter.
Yay!
He's going to be throwing out the first pitch. Brad's been the scoreboard operator for the last 10 years for the St. Mariners and the Pirates. We're really happy to have him up here in the booth. The St. Mariner catcher is Daniel Contreras.
That's not Daniel Contreras. It's Eric
Arata. Oh, yeah. And we don't have anybody up here to put that on the board. But thank you so much, Brad, for being our scoreboard operator, keeping everybody up to date.
More work done.
Dump every bag out
as well, right?
Where he was playing.
Oh my gosh. It's just more you'd have to move stadium, so just, I said the whole field should just be speedy drive. Take me back to the track. We'll go get one of the gators that we use to put speedy drive down on the racing surface. We'll just get all kinds of them out here.
Umpires are doing.
If I
We know he's warm.
At the birthplace of Country Music Museum, we're preserving the past and paving the way to the future, where generations teach each other, where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune, where Southern charm and state-of-the-art come together, where you can really get into the music. At the birthplace of country music, discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Many of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org, and in 3 minutes, you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Cootie Brown's is a locally owned restaurant offering an eclectic menu and fun atmosphere. Guests enjoy gourmet fire roasted pizzas, authentic tamales, steaks, salads, and sandwiches. Their Jamaican, New Orleans, Mexican, Italian, and American entrees have been delighting East Tennessee residents since 1999. Visit one of their three locations in Bristol and Johnson City. Thanks to Cootie Brown's for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Located in the Highlands of Virginia, Emory and Henry College has devoted itself since 1836 to the belief that education can have a transformative effect on an individual, a place, and ultimately the wider world. The college is consistently ranked among the nation's best private liberal arts institutions, and their faculty have earned more state and national awards than any other college in Virginia. Learn more at www.ehc.edu, and thanks to Emory and Henry for being a Stateliner sponsor.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes.
and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
For more than 85 years, Paramount Bristol has been a local landmark and cultural anchor of the Twin Cities. This year, multiple live music events are scheduled, including the Gatlin Brothers, Amy Grant, and Trace Adkins. Visit ParamountBristol.org for more information and tickets. Thanks to Paramount Bristol for being a Stateliner sponsor.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
She Can STEM, a message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Need to pick up a few things after the game? Visit one of five Food City Bristol locations or shop online and get same-day delivery through Instacart. From frozen food, produce, or snacks, Food City is your one-stop shop for all your food needs. Thanks to Food City for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when there are parched or windy conditions out there, you gotta be extra careful with things like burning yard waste. After all, wildfires can start anywhere, even in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit TalkAboutVaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
At the birthplace of country music museum, we're preserving the past and paving the way to the future. Where generations teach each other. Where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune. Where southern charm and state-of-the-art come together. Where you can really get into the music. At the birthplace of country music, discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Cootie Brown's is a locally owned restaurant offering an eclectic menu and fun atmosphere. Guests enjoy gourmet fire-roasted pizzas, authentic tamales, steaks, salads, and sandwiches. Their Jamaican, New Orleans, Mexican, Italian, and American entrees have been delighting East Tennessee residents since 1999. Visit one of their three locations in Bristol and Johnson City. Thanks to Cootie Brown's for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Well, finally, after a long rain delay, we are about ready to go with first pitch here from Bristol at the final game at Boyce Cox Field in Bristol, Virginia. Starting lineups are being announced at the moment. First pitch just moments away, and we'll have the national anthem coming up here shortly. Chris Mangrum, Andrew Barker on the call with you on the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network. We'll let you listen into the anthem and have a short pregame show before first pitch coming up here from Bristol. All right, brief moment of silence where my buddy from Greenville, Howie, was the only man talking in the stadium. He paused just like he's supposed to do. All right, Chris Mangrum, Andrew Barker with you here for the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network as we are getting ready for first pitch. If you weren't aware, first pitch was supposed to start at 7 o'clock, but we had a heavy downpour of rain in the area. A few hours before first pitch, it really wrecked the field, but Andrew, there was no way they weren't playing this game tonight here for the historic final game at Boyce Cox Field for the Stateliners.
I don't have any statistics, but I would say it was many bags of quick dry that are out on the field. You can tell it's kind of an ombre color as you move in from outfield to infield to help dry everything up. The ground crew did a fantastic job of getting the field ready. Looks like we're going to have a great night of baseball tonight.
A lot of water on the field. Not just on the playing field was the issue, but even around the dugouts. And there were puddles in front of each dugout. You got to get that fixed up as well because there could easily be plays there. And one of the things we don't want to bury here is that because of the long rain delay, about an hour 15 or so, They're only going to play 7 innings tonight, but I think, as we said, most importantly, this game is getting played. The standings don't really mean a lot at this point in the season. The champions for each division have already been named. They'll play in the championship game on Wednesday. That's Burlington and Johnson City. While Greenville does have a chance tonight with a win to finish 500 on the year, this is really much more about the State Liners' final home game here today from Bristol. So here we go. First pitch ready to go. It's Eben Hansen who gets the baseball for the first pitch of the final game at Boyce Cox Field. Aiden Hill, the center fielder, steps in the first pitch is up and in, ball one. Quickly for the Bristol defense. We told you Eben Hansen is on the mound. It is Dalton Bargo behind the plate. Eric Arado at first base. Keanu Jacobs-Guichard at second as the 1-0 swung on and missed for our first strike. The rest of the defense for Bristol, Seth Buchanan is the shortstop. Joe Kinneberg at third base. Thomas Gould is in left field. Jordan Austin in center field. And Jake Books in right field. 1-1. And it's just off the plate. Again, Hansen, the righty, has not had too many appearances here for the State Liners this season. As he comes into today 0-1 as the breaking ball's in there to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hansen, only 2 appearances on the year. He threw 2 innings in each of those 2 appearances, so we're not sure he'll go too far as the starter. These rosters are a little bit different, you might say, from the beginning of the season as many players have headed home as this is the last day of the regular season here from Bristol. 2-2 popped up to center field. Austin comes in at first, now sending him back, and he'll put it away for the first out as Aiden Hill slips around first base on his turn to second, and that could be an issue later in the game.
Yeah, it looks like there wasn't quite as much speedy dry in that area. It'll get pushed around as players are out there kind of swiping their feet, getting everything, getting accustomed to it. But I think we're still in a pretty good spot to play some baseball.
One of the reasons that we took so long to start was both managers could not agree on the playing conditions of the field as the first pitch is in there to Tyler Cerny for a strike. Cerny, an all-star this season for the Greenville Flyboys, as a breaking ball from Hansen misses inside. They laid down quite a bit of quick dry, as you alluded to, and sort of a last-second dish to try to save the game, it seemed like, as the 1-1 popped up over towards shallow right field. Who wants it? This is Jacobs-Guichard on the lip of the grass, puts it away for out number 2. So 2 pop-ups to start the first inning as Eben Hansen retires the first 2 hitters he sees, and here comes Jack Mosh. So Mosh, one of the other all-stars on this roster, there's 4 all-stars for the Flyboys this year, and they make up 4 of the top 6 hitters for Greenville, as Mosh will play second base today for Greenville. Pitch from Hansen. In off the hands, a squibber back to the pitcher, underhand toss, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Eben Hansen. So a nice start as the State Liners will look to get on the board first, and we return for the bottom of inning number 1 on the State Liners Baseball Network.
At the birthplace of country music museum, we're preserving the past and paving the way to the future. Where generations teach each other. Where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune. Where southern charm and state of the art come together. Where you can really get into the music. At the birthplace of country music, discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Welcome back. Bottom of inning number one, a 1-2-3 inning for Eben Hansen in the top of the first. Gives the Stateliners a chance to grab the first lead of the ballgame as Jordan Austin steps in from the left-hand side. Quickly, the batting order for the Stateliners. Jordan Austin leads off. Jake Books hits second. Dalton Bargo hits third. Trey Oblas fourth. Joe Kinneberg fifth. Eric Arado sixth. And we'll finish the rest after this pitch. Ball outside to Austin, and we're underway. Keanu Jacobs-Guichard bats seventh. Thomas Gould bats eighth. Seth Buchanan bats ninth. And the starter for Greenville is Ryan Smith, a right-handed pitcher for the Flyboys. Here's a pop-up in the infield by Austin. It looks like the third baseman Ellis will make the play on the infield grass. We've had quite a few pop-ups to start and some quick at-bats thus far.
Yeah, we're moving right through the first inning here. That one was a high ball that had a little bit of spin on it. It started at kind of third base and kind of worked its way all the way behind the pitcher's mound.
So here's Jake Books. Again, the front of this Bristol order is full of lefties against the righty Ryan Smith as Books ready to go here as it's now 0-1 after the swing and miss. 0-1. Books slaps one foul down the line and into the stands, and we'd be remiss not to mention the crowd here tonight. It was a free admission tonight for Fan Appreciation Night, and also some fans want to be a part of history. The last game here at Boyce Cox Field for the Bristol Stateliners. The 0-2 to Books. Another foul ball. There's a souvenir. And gives us a chance to talk about our text line. We've already got a few of you guys texting us even before we have mentioned the phone number yet. So we really appreciate you guys. We'll ask you to shoot in a text here in just a moment. We'll give you that phone number for those that don't have it. The 0-2 to Jake Books outside. So, again, that number is 276-285-8780. That's our text line. Shoot us a message from wherever you're watching from tonight. Let us know who you are. We'd love to have a conversation through these seven innings this evening. 1-2 to Books. This one hit out towards second, a ground ball fielded by Mosh. Sets the feet, throws over to first. And two up, two down in the bottom of the first. And does it feel to you a little bit like the players are a bit unsure of their footing?
Yeah, Mosh actually, after he fielded that one, he went into the right field grass and started stomping his cleats a little bit of a show to get that mud out from between the metal spikes.
Well, here is Dalton Bargo, who prior to the ball game was named as the team MVP for Bristol this year, and there was no doubt that he was going to win that award as one of the all-stars this season for Bristol. First pitch called a strike from Ryan Smith. Bargo in the Appy League All-Star game last week went 1-for-2, had an RBI. Of course, we've told you all season long, Bargo played his college ball at Missouri. He'll be at Tennessee next year. The 0-1, this one lifted out high in the sky towards left. Bodie circling out there and puts it away. So consecutive 1-2-3 innings in the first, nothing doing on either side. Second inning coming up right after this on the Stateliners Baseball Network.
Many of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org, and in 3 minutes, you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Cootie Brown's is a locally owned restaurant offering an eclectic menu and fun atmosphere. Guests enjoy gourmet fire-roasted pizzas, authentic tamales, steaks, salads, and sandwiches. Their Jamaican, New Orleans, Mexican, Italian, and American entrees have been delighting East Tennessee residents since 1999. Visit one of their three locations in Bristol and Johnson City. Thanks to Cootie Brown's for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out.
Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Welcome back, top of the second. Quick first inning. It's almost like these two teams knew we waited about an hour 15 for first pitch. They've got us into inning number two in what is a seven-inning contest. It's been shortened, the game has, due to the weather delay. Here's a liner off the glove of Joe Kinnenberg and out into left field. That should be a base hit, and it is, as Joel Dragu, one of the better hitters in this Flyboys order, one of the all-stars, as we mentioned, gets the first hit of the ball game into left. It seemed like that one just ate Kinnenberg up. It was hit pretty hard.
Yeah, you had a better look at it than I did. I was still looking down, getting us back in from break, and wasn't able to quite get there on seeing that one play out.
Kinnenberg normally sure-handed, but that ball was hit pretty hard off of him into left field. So now a base runner on. Here's Gavin Boyle. Boyle, the designated hitter for the Flyboys today. First pitch, he rips one out to right, base hit. Dragu struggling with his footing around second. Now Boyle slides at first, and Greenville's coaching staff is not pleased, I'll tell you that. They were really worried about the footing here early on in the ballgame, and now we've got a conference coming here for Bill Kinnenberg coming out into the field to talk with the home plate umpire. We've had several players slip, and now the umpires are going to get together. Would they potentially decide to call this game here in the second inning? Obviously, there's a lot at stake here. Number one, the standings don't really matter, but you know Bristol's wanting to have this game played. It's the last game here at Boyce Cox Field. But we've had three players slip running around the base paths in a game that doesn't matter for the standings. It's a tough call.
Tough call to make. I don't know if you could put a little bit more speedy dry down there. You can kind of see where those players have slipped just around first base. It looks a little darker that maybe the quick dry hasn't gone down there as well. I don't know if they could call for a couple more bags of that, but...
I'll be honest, I'm just looking at some of the looks on the faces here of Bill Kinnenberg and some of the umpires, and of course Greenville's manager was not pleased with the field at all to start. It wouldn't shock me at all if they decided to go ahead and call this game, which would be a disappointment for the fans that are here. But obviously you have to keep player safety in mind, because these players have a college season coming up next spring. As much as you want to play this game, that has to be in the back of your mind at all times. So both managers currently meeting with the umpires, and it would be a bit of an anticlimactic decision. Now Bill Kinnenberg has asked Malin Luttrell to come down, and they just shook hands. Let's see if they're going to call this. Bill Kinnenberg is heading towards home plate now, as it looked like he signaled for Malin Luttrell, the general manager here for the Stateliners, to come on down. And there's been a few balls hit into play, and just about every time a runner's come around first base on their way to second, they have slipped and fell down. So we'll have to wait and see what they decide here. And that may be it. Let's see. They're going to call the game. So the umpires just looked up at the press box and waved the game off due to field conditions. So we'll let the public address announcer take this. All right, so we're going to hang out right here for just a moment for those of you that are tuned in. And, again, a bit anticlimactic here, but certainly we can understand. We saw in the first inning that it was, I'm just looking back here, through the first inning for the Flyboys, Aiden Hill hit a fly ball deep out to center field. It was caught, but when he rounded first base, he slipped. The first base coach for Greenville kind of threw his hands up to say, what are we doing here? And we've seen a few players slip, and certainly we would hate to see an injury either way. You know that in the back of every person here for Bristol that they want to get this game played, but ultimately if safety – The safety of the players comes before anything else, and that was why they made the decision they had to make.
Yeah, these guys have a little bit of an off season this winter to kind of prep and get ready, but a lot of them are moving to either new teams or back to their home college team to get ready for the spring. So you've got to make sure these guys stay healthy. It's not a good look coming around first there and having your feet go out from underneath you. That's a quick way to knees, ankles, you just don't want to go down that road.
We had quite a few, we had a lot of fans here tonight, and you could just sense in the ballpark the anticipation of this game, the emotions of this game for so many. And there was a great article written by Tim Hayes in the Bristol Herald Courier earlier today outlining the history of Boyce Cox Field, but it seems as if looking back on Wednesday of last week, again, a loss against Kingsport, July 26th, 11-4 loss to Kingsport was the final game, I guess, officially in the history of Boyce Cox Field, and we just didn't know that was the case. So we, at this point, again, if you haven't caught up at this rate, they have canceled the game here in the top of the second inning after a single by Joel Dragu, another single by Gavin Boyle. And the field conditions were just not up to par after the heavy rain that came down here in Bristol around 5 o'clock Eastern time. We had an hour and 15-minute rain delay where they tried to get the field ready. The grounds crew did an incredible job getting the field ready, but it was ultimately it was just a bit too slick, and player safety is the reason why we're not playing tonight, and it's totally understandable, even if it's disappointing for us.
Yeah, and unfortunately, this area sits in a little bit of a low spot. There's actually a creek that runs underneath center field and pops out behind the center field fence. So obviously drainage is not the best here at Boyce Cox Field. And when they peeled off the tarp earlier, this field was a little bit of a mess. Grounds crew, like you said, did a really good job of getting it to the shape it's in right now. But unfortunately, in a game that doesn't really impact a whole lot, it's just not where you want to be playing.
State Liners had a fun season. They won more games this year than they did last year. They started off pretty hot in the month of June. They were within a few games of first place Johnson City, who pretty much ran away with it the rest of the way. July was a tough month for Bristol with injuries and different players moving on and things, but ultimately a great year, and I appreciate those of you that listened along. We've had several great messages this season. We've gotten to talk with folks from many different states, many different countries even have tuned into our broadcasts. Really appreciate your kind words. I really appreciated getting the opportunity to bring you Bristol State Liners baseball in what has been my first year with the team. And so we don't know what the future holds. Would love to be back with you next year as well in the new ballpark, but we'll see how things go rolling into next season. So for those that are still listening, we appreciate you. We thank you for a great year, and the next time the State Liners take the field, it'll be over on the Tennessee side in a brand-new ballpark at Whitetop Creek Park on the Tennessee side. So, for the final time this summer, for Andrew Barker, sorry for the quick game there, brother.
I wish I could have been out here a little bit more this season. Obviously, my full-time job keeps me away a little bit more, but I know that everybody listening at home, all the players' parents, I know they are super appreciative of you being able to bring the games here from Boyce Cox Field to them, really bring it alive and just keep them in the know of what their sons are doing out on the field. So I'll say thank you for them since they can't necessarily say it unless they text in, but thank you for being out here and bringing us this season. Wish I could have been out here more.
Well, glad to do it, and have met some people from all over. That's been one of the best parts of this has been some of our fans that have been tuned in every month, or every game, rather, these last 2 months have made some great comments, and I've actually gotten to meet a few in person. And so that's something that the game of baseball can do for you, is just help you interact with people from all over the world, and continuing to get some of the great comments here. Thank you all, Bargo family, Cease family, O'Neill's up in New Jersey. We got several guys that, several families that have listened in all year long, and we really appreciate you guys, and hope to see you on the other side, wherever that may be. So for the final time this year, for Andrew Barker, I'm Chris Mangrum on the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network. Enjoy your summer. We'll see you next time.